My name is Chris Mattia, but most people call me Coach. If there's anything I've learned in 15 years of coaching, it's that I do not know everything. I'm on a journey to learn, and I hope you are too. I talk about health, wellness, sports, education, and the connection the four have in our world. So let's grab a listen, and let's tackle the menu of today's show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to What's Cooking with Coach. I am your host, Chris Mattia. I would like to thank everybody for joining me. Today we talk about what I did this winter. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to sharing the story, so let's begin. So I built an outdoor hockey rink. Yes, you can repeat that. I built an outdoor hockey rink. I've repeated it to myself many a time, and I still can't mentally fathom the idea of its existence. I mean, I even skate on it, so I know it's real. However, it was an absolutely surreal experience. Every moment, from the idea to the build to the completion to the future demolition, totally looking forward to that. Not, maybe, I don't know yet. But it was and is still all surreal. You know, it's sort of an out-of-body experience. Yeah. Now, I do not take credit for developing the idea because we all know that this practice of building outdoor rinks has been around for a long time and well before my arrival into this world. Of course, it's being more perfected now. Ideas being shared so much easier in today's day and age of technology. So I can't compare my experience of building an outdoor rink to anyone else's. It's most definitely a unique experience to every person's individual circumstance. You know, of course, the reason to build the rink comes down to having fun and getting exercise. But building the outdoor rink provided so much more than that. Deep down, well below its superficial roots, the outdoor rink taught me so much more about myself and life in general. And despite maybe learning some of these lessons earlier in life, the outdoor rink became a reminder of those things. Those little things, the important things that sometimes I or we can forget. So I ask why you listen. Let's not forget any longer, because I sure can't. So here are the life lessons that an outdoor rink taught me. So number one, your friend said what? Now let me clarify. We all have a crazy friend. Okay. If a person says they do not have one, then they are the crazy friend. You know, this friend tends to have different opinions and will say things that seem to come out of left field. Baseball reference, upcoming spring. Here, I'm looking at you. We love these friends anyway. However, sometimes what they say may actually work. If there's anything that I've learned in 20 years of coaching and 35 years of life, you know, I know I'm still young, but it's that I do not know everything. It's vital to listen to multiple opinions and just take every thought into account before making an ultimate choice. And listen to crazy friends' opinions might just be what a person needs in the moment. Now, a great friend of mine suggested building the rink back before the holidays and before Thanksgiving. I thought he was crazy. He was nuts. Sometimes he's that friend that just suggests things that a lot of times becomes far more work than it's worth in some instances. So he suggested this knowing, and a quick backstory, that I'm preparing to sell my house. So of course I don't want to do anything too crazy right before I sell it. So he knew I was about to sell the house, and he knew that after Thanksgiving, the busiest time of the year was about to begin for me, which is high school hockey season, and also during the middle of COVID and a bunch of restrictions and that much more stress. So his idea, you know, I dismissed it initially. But he gave me all kinds of reasons, and I'm not going to dive into them. But however, thinking about his reasoning, I said, you know, why not? Yeah. So, but anyway, a few $100 later, many hours of labor and constant headaches, you know, I have to say that building the rink was well worth it. You know, he was on to something. I ended up learning a lot more and getting more out of it than I thought. So listen to that crazy friend. They might be right. Second lesson, number two. I got 99 problems, and the outdoor rink is all of them. Any person that builds an outdoor rink for the first time gets tricked into this thought that it is some grandiose, perfect, and idealistic conception. It's not. Building an outdoor rink provides more challenges than meets the eye. You must create a plan. You must level the ground. You must buy the materials. You must build the structure. You must line the rink. You must flood it. You also must prepare for broken bracing on level ground, rips in the lining, holes, cracks, snow, bad weather, warm weather. There are just so many challenges and sometimes not the feeling of much time to accomplish it all. I cannot lie that even after I bought the materials, spent the money, built the structure, lined the rink, and began to flood, I almost quit. I almost gave up. There were just so many variables that I did not account for that overwhelmed me to the point where the happiness from the project was not outweighing the stress. So I began to scrap the project. During January, there was an impending warm weather, and for the foreseeable future, and a clearly uneven surface that I am properly measured. So I purposely punctured the liner to slowly leak the water that was remaining. You know, I dumped it all out and I pulled up the liner. You know, I left the liner there in a big ball for 2 weeks. You know, I didn't feel like taking the structure down, so I left it there. It just became an eyesore as I parked my car in the driveway every day. But one night, I was sitting on my couch. I decided to give it one more shot. So I committed to remeasuring, moving the dirt that I had laid down to raise the structure. I flex taped all the holes, and then I flooded the rink once again. The weather cooperated, and it worked. You know, the rink itself was not perfect, and it created, you know, a ton more challenges, of course. But it existed. The initial difficulty of poor planning and mistakes almost crumbled me. But I reeled in my resiliency and I battled back. You know, the rink, like the game of hockey, and heck, even like life, you know, was filled with mistakes. However, I decided that I had to do just a little more right than I did wrong in order to win. And I won. Lesson number three, foundations before details. So when I finally decided to build the rink, I began to create a design of how large it would be and what it would look like. I had the images of boards and lights across the rink. I wanted contraptions to stick handle through and the perfect nets for it. In my mind, I needed everything to look perfect. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, everyone wants things to look great. I had seen so many photo examples that I wanted to emulate and beat, you know, blame the competitive and perfectionist nature in me. I became so worried about the details that I forgot about one major thing. I needed a slab of ice before the rest was even possible. You know, this is so typical of many people that we have dreams of outcomes before we realize that we need the fundamentals to get there. So I realized that the foundation, the basics, the, you know, the making of the ice and ensuring that it was actually level was way more important than everything else. Once we build the foundation, the fundamentals of the idea, the details can bring it all together to finish it. You know, this concept goes far beyond a rink, and as a coach, I do use it for my players. You know, fundamentals need to be instilled before you can win. However, we can take a concept for granted and lose it for a moment. I did. But the rink brought it back after, you know, my moment of loss. Lesson number four, rain can be an asset. you know, after all the efforts of getting the rink built, you know, I scrapped it the first time, almost scrapped it the first time, rebuilt it. Okay. I finally had a slab of ice. A snowstorm later caused some slushy problems. The surface was not level. It was bumpy and virtually unskatable in most areas. To make matters worse, there was a new storm on the horizon that was bringing warmer temperatures yet again, and this time heavy rain, like a lot of rain, like an inch and a half of rain. I was extremely concerned about how this would affect the ice surface. The new circumstance got me to believe that the surface could be ruined even more than it was. I'd worked so hard again to get to that point. But the rain came. It dumped a ton of water on it. Luckily, the temperatures dropped right after, and the surface smoothed right out. I didn't have to do anything. What was unskatable became nearly perfect. Water seeks its own level. It melted what was high and then just leveled itself right out. It was nature's Zamboni. So we tend to fear bad circumstances. However, sometimes we need a challenge to push us. And by surviving and overcoming the bad circumstance, we can begin to enjoy the beautiful aftermath that we did not originally think could exist. What we perceive as bad may be eventually be the best thing for us. So dance in the rain. Or better yet, build a rink in it. Lesson number 5. The process is more important than the outcome. Community groups for rink builders often describe the DIY outdoor rink as a passion project. You know, it is a project that occupies time and gives us purpose. You know, either temporary or long term. In my case, it lasts 3 months. Some people do this years on end. The outdoor rink is more than just the use it was built for. It had a greater purpose. The process from beginning to end, the repeat of the process for many people in subsequent years, is way more important. The small details, the problem solving, the moments, and everything that goes into the labor of love is far more meaningful than the actual outcome. You know, we often say to do things because we love it. However, we do not have to love everything about what we say we love. We can all love hockey. Sorry, figure skaters. But we can hate the sprints, the off-season training, the long drives, early mornings, late nights. There will always be the moments of what we love that we do not like, or even sometimes hate, but we continue it anyway. What we love gives us purpose as it provides the ups and downs. So enjoy the process of whatever passion that is sought. The journey is far greater than the destination. Lesson number 6. Do what scares you. I was scared to build an outdoor hockey rink. This is straight up honesty. I was petrified. I thought more about what could go wrong than what could go right. I did not want to mess up my yard before an impending house sale, which I already mentioned. I did not want to waste money on a project that did not give me enough benefit. I did not know if the weather would even cooperate. I ultimately did not want to commit to anything that I could not predict the outcome. I did everything to talk myself out of the project rather than talk myself into it. You know, it's human nature to avoid what we fear. People stick to their strengths and avoid their weaknesses. This is built into our psychology. Failure can cause emotional pain, at least until we become numb to it and we overcome it. Like many people, I did not want to invest in a side project, keyword side project, that I may get very little out of. I did not know what I was doing. And even after consulting groups, people I know, and reading articles about how to build an outdoor rink, I was still unsure about taking the project on. I feared the failure of it. However, I ventured on. I told myself I had nothing to lose. I mean, we are in the middle of COVID. There's not much to do anyway. And like I've discussed in previous lessons that I've already discussed, I succeeded in the process. You know, I took on a project of which I had no experience and I completed it. So I implore people reading this and listening to take on any fear holding them back. It is empowering to make that effort. It challenges us to be better, to evolve, to improve, and to overcome. We have to have faith in ourselves that it will all work out. Lesson number 8, fingers and books. Success is fleeting. It's a brief moment of existence, not the prolonged experience that many wish for. The number of successful moments in a person's life are actually minimal. Of course, this is very subjective to one's own personal feelings. But let's think about it and count the number of shining moments where we amazed ourselves and felt accomplished. The number of great successes that we all have can likely be counted on one, maybe two hands. That sounds disappointing, doesn't it? Especially given the hours it takes to get those moments. There's just so many hours that go into these long-term goals. If we can count our successes on one hand, it feels like the hours it takes to get there would be represented by the words in a book. And no, I'm not talking about a picture book. The outdoor rink is a small microcosm of life's ultimate goals. The moment of completion was very minute, very small, compared to the time it took to get there. But that is the reality of goal setting. And that is the lesson that we should never forget. In an era of instant gratification, it is a necessary reminder that anything worth pursuing will take far longer to attain than the moments of joy that it brings. And we should pursue it anyway. All right, lesson number 9. Last lesson. You know, 9 is my lucky number. I wore it most of my life playing. But anyway, here we go. Number 9. Memories last a lifetime. At the end of a long day, we cannot help but reminisce about the events that transpired during that day. You know, this goes further as we age. We look back on our lives and remember all that once was. We use these memories for 2 reasons. First is to teach us to learn from many lessons, and memories that bring us joy. There's 2 things we have in life. We have our present, and then we have our memories. Memories cannot be taken away. Long after the moment's gone, the memories of it will stay with us for a lifetime, especially the good ones. The outdoor rink will melt and be disassembled. It may come back next year, or it may never be built again. Either way, the long-lasting memories will stick with me, or us, for those that have built it themselves, for the remainder of our lives. From the plan, the process, the failures, the problems, the successes, the laughs, and most importantly, the people that were alongside for the journey. You know, that's what life's all about. Treasure the memories, hold them tight, and let them forever be a part of you. So it's been almost 3 months since I began the outdoor rink journey. And of course, I probably maybe have about a month left. You know, temperatures are going to start to rise a little bit, and the sun's going to get a little higher and start to melt away. But so I probably have a few more weeks left. But the rink, it was one small part of me during this time. But I found that its impact was far greater. You know, I'm still in awe about the process and the outcome. I laugh to myself a lot. Even more so, I'm in wonderment of just what I learned during this experience. You know, I'm a deep person, so I tend to see the deeper meaning in a lot of things, and sometimes to a fault. You know, I found that what I learned during the experience was far more impactful than the hours of skating that I got on it. We know not what we don't experience. You know, think about that again. We know not what we don't experience. So get out there and experience things. Get out there. Build that rink. Or do something else. But get out there and enjoy the moments. You know, I love the outdoor rink, and it's sad that even this podcast and the article has to come to an end. But like all good things, they come to an end, and we get to begin something new. So, thank you for those that are listening. If you do want more information or photos of the rink and its process, you know, you can please, you can visit the links that are attached to the podcast here. Or you can visit my blog, whatscookingwithcoach.com. There's tons of photos from the process. You'll get to see everything I talked about, from the laying down of the dirt to the build, to the initial scrap, to the different photos that were taken once it was built and actually used. So, all right. It's been a pretty good day. You know, but that's all the time I have for this podcast. I do want to thank you for joining me on What's Cooking with Coach. I hope you enjoyed. You know, be sure to tune into future podcasts. And if you wish to send feedback, please do so by email, christopher.mattia@gmail.com. And just a reminder, you can listen to any podcast on most all platforms, including Spotify, Pandora, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and now SiriusXM Radio by way of Stitcher. You can also follow What's Cooking with Coach on Twitter and Instagram. The handle is @CookingWCoach, and like us on Facebook. For any archived podcast blog posts and some of my favorite recipes, you can visit whatscookingwithcoach.com. And do not forget, you can also subscribe to my newsletter if you wish. Okay. Again, thank you for joining me. Enjoy this journey of this crazy thing we call life. And I hope you have a great day. Bye now.